Right now, the federal milk marketing system pays a basic price to farmers based on their distance from Eau Claire. UW Ag economist Ed Jesse says the system Wisconsin farmers resent won't change under the new farm bill. A farmer in Massachusetts or Florida will continue to benefit from the decades-old method.
Milk will still be priced exactly the same way that it was prior to this new legislation.
However, the controversial dairy compact that provided extra payments for New England farmers is gone. To appease that region of the country, a new provision in the Farm Bill provides extra direct payments to all farmers. In addition to Eau Claire, Boston now becomes a pricing center. Jesse says the payment kicks in if the price for drinking milk in Boston falls below $16.94 for 100 pounds of milk. In Wisconsin, the price has been as low as $9.37.
If it is below $16.94, then every dairy farmer in the country, regardless of where they're located or what use their milk is made of, will receive the payment.
The payment will be just under half the difference between the target price and the actual price. The government's Food and Ag Policy Research Institute estimates a Wisconsin farmer milking 100 cows could receive more than $15,000 a year under the new provision. There have been complaints that large farmers often get a disproportionate amount of government payments, so Ed Jesse says payment limits kick in for farmers who milk more than 140 cows. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.